99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Fireworks fly at the opening ceremonies of the 2018 Winter Olympic Games in South Korea this morning. Opening ceremonies continuing as delegations from host nations South Korea and North Korea march together as one under the Korean unification flag during the Parade of Nations. The U.S. delegation is led by flag bearer and four-time Olympian luge athlete Aaron Hamlin. The actual games begin tomorrow. Los Angeles police have forwarded three cases of alleged sex crimes involving Harvey Weinstein to L.A. County's district attorney's office. The cases submitted earlier this week. It'll be up to the DA now to file charges or to decline to prosecute Weinstein. Dozens of women have accused him of sexual misconduct, though he denies all reports of non-consensual sex. NASA says we shouldn't worry about a close call with an asteroid later today. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Two ISIS terrorists linked to the beheading of Americans and other Westerners are now in custody. U.S. officials say the two men were captured on the battlefield in Syria last month after being part of a group of four jihadists from West London that intelligence experts called the Beatles because of their British accents. The best-known member of the group, Jihadi John, was killed in an airstrike in Syria back in 2015. The latest numbers from the government show lots of people working these days, as USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Unemployment numbers in the U.S. continue to drop, with new figures showing the lowest number of claims filed in 45 years. According to the Department of Labor, the 221,000 claims filed last week decreased from the previous week by 9,000. Earnings also increased in January, the third consecutive monthly rise in the average hourly earnings. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A worldwide tequila shortage is being caused by the shrinking supply of Mexican agave plants. Over the past 2 years, the price of the blue-tinged, spiky-leaved agave has risen sixfold, and the increasing demand for the liquor is worrying many producers. Some producers in Mexico's western states are being forced to use younger plants to compensate for the shortage of the fully grown agave, which take about 7 years to mature. Remember, we're online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with a chance of flurries between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. cloudy with a high near 35 and south winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight cloudy with a low around 32, south winds around 6 miles per hour becoming light and variable after midnight. Saturday rain is likely, mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy and the high near 46 with calm winds. The chance of precipitation is 60%, and new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. Saturday night, periods of rain. The rain could be heavy at times. The low will be around 40 degrees. Calm winds, chance of precipitation is 100%. On Sunday, periods of rain again. This rain could be heavy at times with a high near 49. Calm winds becoming westerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And the chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches are possible. On Sunday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 34. The chance of precipitation is 50%. And on Monday, start your work week with partly sunny skies and a high near 44.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show on Friday mornings here on the Hunterdon Chamber radio station, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. And welcome. Happy that you're listening in. We are Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help for 49 years. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and also a volunteer way back when. So started as a volunteer, proud to be an employee of Hunterdon Helpline because of the work that we do 24/7, 365 days out of the year. It is, again, your first call for help. Our lines are always open for basic human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, children, youth, families, for physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, and emergency shelter for both Hunterdon County and Somerset County. How do you reach us? 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-HELP. H-E-L-P for Hunterdon Helpline. And you can visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org. For more information about our 24/7 First Assist Helpline and also our auxiliary programs for employment, education, and helping seniors age in place. So welcome. And what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about the good work that nonprofits do in our area. Last week we talked about the businesses that support the nonprofits. I was a proud attendee of Roman Jewelers' event to kick off their Share Your Heart campaign last week. And we also talked about the various sponsors in our community who help nonprofits do the work by sponsoring, by giving grants, making donations, sending their staff over to volunteer. Off the top of my head, ShopRite of Hunterdon, a signature sponsor of our biggest fundraiser, Salsa Night, and we're always glad to have them aboard. They make a difference with that event for years now. We also have Flemington Car and Truck on board, and we have a host of other businesses that support not just Hunterdon Helpline, but the other nonprofits as well. Unity Bank, Provident Bank, just so many others in our area that know how to pay it forward. And what we're going to talk about today is what are the fruits of those dollars that they give? What are the fruits of that volunteerism that they hold near and dear to their organization? And we're going to start with a scenario that talks about collaboration between two nonprofits, and that is between Hunterdon Helpline and the Flemington Area Food Pantry. a gentleman called up and did not have transportation, did not have the money for the transportation. And with working with the Flemington Food Area Pantry, we were able to get him situated with food and get him on the road to sustainability by working together, by not just saying, well, I can give you food, but I don't know who else can help you with the other things. Flemington Food Pantry called up, spoke with Jill, our community resource specialist coordinator, and the two of them worked together. Jeannie, the executive, Janine, the executive director of Flemington Area Food Pantry, shout out to her, and Jill put their heads together, comprised a plan, and this gentleman was helped. That's collaboration. That's where those dollars and cents go, not just to the one organization, but being able to connect. I don't know if Hunterdon Helpline could be as successful as it is. Its first mission is actually to connect callers to those other nonprofits. If we didn't have those other nonprofits, we couldn't help somebody who called in, because it's not just about our programs. We have a database of 1,500 programs and services, and that database is supposed to help us not just to connect the caller with what we do, but how to give them a robust, holistic solution to what they need. For instance, another example of collaboration is between Hunterdon Helpline, Fisherman's Mark, Norwest CAPS Career Life and Transitions Center, and HART, the transportation connection and coach. And by working together, those four entities can help a person not just apply for a job, but to find out if that job, in fact, is local to their transportation needs. If they don't have a car, can they take a link there? Will the link get them there within the time frame that they need to be there? Do they need extra counseling? Are they, suffering from, dejection from being unemployed for a long time? Do they have family issues that create barriers to their employment? And that's where Fisherman's Mark comes in, their Bridge to Success program. And then what kind of skill sets do they have? Well, that's where Hunterdon Helpline's Work Connectivity and Literacy Services come in. Do they need help getting their GED? Do they need help with resume building, with going on an interview? Are they dressed properly? That's the side of it that we take care of. And then finally, if we discern, you know what, in today's world, your computer skills better be up to par. And that's where Norwest CAPS Career Life and Transition Center comes in, because they have an incredible array of computer programs to teach people not just basic, but how to use that technology to get back into the workforce. So another example of nonprofits working together. The phone call, the initial phone call may come in to Hunterdon Helpline, but then it's how do we connect the dots? That is the first mission of Hunterdon Helpline. That's how we started years ago, because we cannot do it by ourselves. And to just give a person one leg up, one program, one resource, is not going to put them on a trajectory toward success. Very important, a trajectory toward success. How are we helping people? Are we helping people in the moment, or are we helping people to move forward, to have a plan, a goal, and to achieve that for sustainability? Not just to put a Band-Aid on that immediate problem, that immediate challenge that they call about. We're going to talk about that, collaboration, how we work together, and very specific examples of people who have been in need and who have been helped by our organizations, our nonprofits in the area, right after this break.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and we've been talking about nonprofits in the area joining forces and being able to accomplish much, much more through that collaboration to help individuals. Very, very important. So we have another example where we've had a situation where a person wanted to, again, meet their challenge head on. They were a client of both Family Promise and Hunterdon Helpline. The person was engaged in our Work Connectivity program and at one time with Family Promise's shelter program and was trying really, really hard to gain employment. So one day I get a call from Family Promise who says this person has just applied for a position online. It's a work at home job, which would suit her very, very well. The person has a disability and she just wanted to run it by me. This was Donna from Family Promise to see, you know, do you think this is legit? And make a long story short, we investigated the company and found out that it was a scam. Looked great. It looked absolutely great on the surface. In fact, I would have applied for it. It was a really great, convenient job, very promising in terms of wages. Supposedly, they supplied all the infrastructure to set you up at home. And it was amazing, but we did our research, found out, step back. And we didn't just leave it there. The person, like I said, is connected to our Work Connectivity program. And again, here is another collaboration between Family Promise and Hunterdon Helpline in terms of how to get this person, again, on that trajectory that I always talk about. Meet the goals. Don't just put the Band-Aid on it, but move into the future in a successful, positive way. And that's an issue, because we get calls all the time. Probably one of the top three calls that we get are from people, especially this time of year, although it has moved into year-round, people who need help with their utility bills. They're in arrears. They haven't paid a couple of months. They don't know what to do. And they are calling to see if they can get help paying that one bill so that maybe next month they'll be back on their feet. So we give them information about a variety of different budget programs administered by folks like Norwest Cap, New Jersey Shares, Power On for New Jersey, see if they're eligible. We take the information about the income, et cetera, et cetera. But I always say to them, we can try to tap into various resources that will give you immediate relief, i.e., provide you with funds to pay those bills, and also budget programs that you may qualify for. But what is the true problem? Why can't a person pay their utility bills? Well, normally they're unemployed or they're underemployed, and they cannot meet the other obligations that their family are responsible for. Maybe their car broke down. Maybe they had an illness in the family, and their normal wages are not covering those family crises. And at that point, we say, well, what else can we do for you instead of just giving you that immediate relief? Can we connect you to a job program to get a better job? Do you need training? Can we connect you to a training program? What else is there that makes it possible for you to pay the bill the next month? Because we don't want to just pay the bill this month. What happens next month and the month after that? Is the person simply in the same position? What are the things that led up to this crisis? Why couldn't they pay their bills? Maybe we can reach out to an organization that can help with the medical bills. Maybe we can tell them how to navigate that situation so they get some relief from that. Maybe we can reach out to an organization that will help with the car repair. And I'm thinking right here in Huntington County, Friends of St. Patrick's, great organization. A nonprofit that was started by a couple of Irish men, and they are truly helping people in the community. And when all else fails, nonprofits like Helpline can reach out to them and say, you know what, we have a client. We know this person's going to be successful moving forward, but they've hit that bump in a road. Another example, and that's a good example too, because it's not your typical nonprofit. Not your typical nonprofit, because it's not that same organizational field. It's a true grassroots community asset. So that's, again, another example of collaboration. We do so much, and I want to give a shout out to government agencies as well, because we shelter for both Huntington and Somerset when they close their doors for the day on weekends and evenings, holidays, etc. And it's not that we just take over and by rote offer shelter to homeless people or people who are in a bad situation at the moment. We work with those agencies. We work very closely with social services, because many of our homeless people are not sheltered for one night. They have a long-lasting problem. And we don't just say, okay, I gave you the shelter for tonight. Go see social services tomorrow. Quite often, with the clients, okay, we try to work together to see, can we remove certain barriers? Are there any other programs that this person is eligible for? People don't realize how many resources are out there. There's so many. If you looked at our database, for instance, you would be absolutely amazed. But people don't realize that. Even if people go to social services, they might ask for one thing and not ask for the other. They don't know how to navigate. They don't know how to hit all the buttons. They don't know how to even give the story. And when I say they don't know how to, that story is so important. But most people are very proud. And they'll say, well, you know, I've hit this bump in the road, but I'll be back on my feet next month. This has never happened to me before. If you could just give me this. Not realizing that if they told the full story, how many other opportunities they would have to get themselves out of the situation. And I'll give you an example in terms of age. When somebody calls 100 in helplines, First Assist, 24/7 helpline, we ask them a lot of different questions because there are programs and services very specific for very different demographic groups. So, what does that mean? If somebody calls me and they're over 60, that person may be eligible for programs that are designed for seniors. Somebody calls me and tells us that they're a veteran. Again, it opens up a whole other realm of resources that we might be able to tap into. If somebody calls and says they're a single mom and they're in their 30s, again, there are programs and services designed very specifically for that demographic group, as well as the organizations. I brought up Family Promise, and when we collaborate with Family Promise, it's a two-way street. So somebody calls and needs shelter, they're a mom with kids, Family Promise jumps into our heads because, hey, that's what they do, right? We work with them all the time, that's what we do, we refer to them. If somebody calls Family Promise and they're a single man, they're going to refer them to us. So this interconnection is very important, and it's very, very important that the agencies know. And if they don't know who another organization might be to help, they should be referring to Helpline because, again, that is our job. It is our job to know what everybody else has, everybody else is giving, what kind of funding they have. Do they have funding at the moment, or is it going to be a wild goose chase if we send somebody there? So if an organization doesn't know what the resources are in the area other than their own or maybe those of a few other organizations, they should be referring that client back to us so that we can look and see and drill it down and say, okay, what are your specific demographics? What's going to help you the most so you don't wait in line? It's really important. It's very, very, very important. And I mentioned veterans. Again, veterans can check in with the Veterans Administration, but do they know some of these other nonprofits that exist outside of the government, right? The NGOs, maybe you've heard of that expression. Sounds like space aliens. NGOs are non-government organizations that also are providing service, so that we can bundle resources together. You may get help from one organization, but you're still lacking something else. Or in the case of funding, maybe one organization is willing to give you $300 towards your telephone bill, but they're not going to give you that $300 usually unless another organization steps in or two to bundle that money to make sure that you have all the money you need to pay for the entire bill. Again, that's how we connect those dots. And that's why it's so important to know the resources, to know who these organizations serve, and not, most importantly, and this is the thing that bothers me the most and would bother me if I was calling, send somebody on a wild goose chase. Give them a number that really has nothing to do with what their challenge is or what their demographic group is. So we'll give a few more examples after this break. So I hope you stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
federal government shutdown over. President Trump tweeting last hour, quote, just signed the bill. That bill, the two-year bipartisan deal that funds the government, also raising the federal debt ceiling until March of next year. The brief shutdown had begun when the government ran out of money at midnight Eastern, the Senate then voting to pass it, followed by House passage just before dawn in D.C.
On this vote, the yeas are 240, the nays are 186. The motion is adopted.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says it was no surprise that so many Democrats ended up voting yes in the end.
We knew that Minority Leader Pelosi was still trying to hold out for something that she was never going to get. But at the same time, she was part of the negotiation for this deal, and a lot of her members knew that it was the responsible thing to do to get this bill passed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need my pillow. Well, not my pillow, but your own my pillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Chance of flurries today between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 35. And south winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 32. South winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. On Saturday, rain is likely mainly after 1 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 46. Calm winds and a chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday night, periods of rain. The rain could be heavy at times. The lows around 40. Calm winds and the chance of precipitation is 100%. Sunday, periods of rain. The rain could be heavy at times. The high will be near 49. And calm winds will become westerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, with the chance of precipitation at 90% and new precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. Sunday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 34, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. And Monday, we see partly sunny skies, finally, with a high near 44, going down to 26, and partly cloudy skies Monday night. Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, your radio show here Friday mornings on WHCR-DB, the voice of business, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Susan Lax. I am the Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. And been talking to you during the show about the nonprofits in our area and how they have collaborated regarding very specific clients and how we navigate what we're going to do to help, to refer, to link our clients and the callers into our helpline 24/7 with the appropriate services, programs, resources, even products. We've had folks who call in and say, you know, mom has just moved home because she's got to stay with us now. And we need to accommodate things around the house for her. We need handrails in the bathroom. We need a ramp outside. You know, what do we do? Who do we call? And it's Helpline's job to say, hey, we know. We go to our database of 1,500 programs and services. We also go, in the case of seniors, to our publication Choices for Seniors that is a directory for four counties, Mercer, Somerset, Warren, and Hunterdon, of course, that provides nonprofit, government, and also for-profit information, which is where the products come in. But we also can refer, when we get a question like that, and we have, to Seniors, Veterans, and Disability Services at Social Services in Hunterdon County. They have the Mr. Fix-It program and other resources that would help with accessibility and ADA accommodation. And then if they don't know, then they refer back to Helpline so that we can dig a little bit deeper and again, you know, access our database and find out. But you know what? We don't leave it just there because, like everyone else, we'll Google. We're going to find the answer to that question if there is an answer. People often say, what's the difference between Helpline? Why should I call you? I can just Google. Well, if you Google, you got to know those right keywords, right? And half the time you only get one result. For instance, if you Google shelter in Hunterdon County, you're going to get us, but you're also going to get the animal shelter, even though you didn't say animal shelter. So having a person at the end of that line on the phone who can have a conversation with you, not just take your information and say, here's a phone number. Very, very important. Because sometimes when we talk to people, we find out that their needs are different than when they call and simply give a very short scenario. That's what I was trying to explain when somebody goes to even social services and, you know, they hesitate to tell the whole story. When in fact they should be telling the whole story because there may be more appropriate resources to help them. You don't just go to social services, apply for food stamps if you can't pay other bills. That information is very important. The information about who's in your household, how many people. We've had people who, when they call, have given us a nice income. Oh, I make such and such. But they fail to tell you that there's six people in the house. That nice income suddenly isn't so robust anymore when it has to take care of six people versus one person. So we really try to have that interview, if you will, and drill it down with the person and say, hey, what's the real problem here? What can we do to assist you? How can we help? Again, really very important. Also important because if a senior calls and says, hey, I heard about Meals on Wheels, can you give me the phone number? Maybe they don't realize that they may have to pay for Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels is another program that we collaborate with. If they have a client that they feel needs more than just having meals delivered, they call the helpline. And we have worked together in so many instances to make sure that the client just doesn't get the meal delivered, but other resources as well. We work very closely when we talk about seniors, but also adults with Adult Protective Services. People think Adult Protective Services, by the way, are just for seniors. They are not. They're for adults. So if an adult is being abused or not taking care of themselves or seems to be out of sorts, we discern those things and we can make a referral. But it's not just for seniors. So there's a lot of intelligence that, and when I say intelligence, research, etc., like the FBI, that we need to have in order to best help folks and really point them in the right direction. We work with, again, so many different organizations, but we've had calls too from employers who have said, you know what, my employee, great employee, but, you know, they've hit a rough patch and we don't know where to send them. A lot of times it may be a legal situation. We offer Ask the Attorney Night once a month for any need. We have fabulous volunteer attorneys who give of their time to listen to the problem and to determine, you know, what the legal recourse is. But in addition to that, we also work with Legal Services of Northern New Jersey. They are fantastic. And talk about an organization that's overloaded. I mean, those guys are just, and they're mostly women, are truly, from morning till night, it's nonstop for them. I really applaud them. My hat is off to them. You know, we have to be 24/7, but they truly are answering the call of so many people. And we've worked with them in order to get a client housing, in order to make sure that one client in particular needed housing. It wasn't a very simple thing. They were seniors. They certainly were eligible for a lot of different programs regarding housing, but they had two dogs. And they were not certified service dogs. And we all know who have pets, whether they are service dogs or not, our pets are part of the family. We're not going anywhere without them. Not going anywhere without them. In fact, during disasters, it's a terrible thing, but many people are not going to leave their dog, are not going to leave their horse, their cat, what have you. And it's very difficult to say, look, you know, let's take care of the animals as a secondary problem. So with this particular case, we had to look at it not just from where we could get appropriate, affordable housing for this senior couple, but affordable senior housing for a couple with two dogs. I am glad to report that that worked out great. Absolutely great. So, yes, I am concentrating on the successes. Absolutely. Are there failures? I don't want to call them failures, but sometimes it just is not happening due to lack of funding. You know, we've had some great programs that unfortunately have gone to the wayside because they couldn't get funding anymore. Ever since the recession, a lot of that funding has waned. And so we lost a lot of good nonprofits. And I can tell you from Hunterdon Helpline's point of view, we picked up two of those nonprofits because we felt the work that they did was so important, filled in the gaps, and we could not let Hunterdon County residents go without. And one of those is Hunterdon Hispanos. And if you're familiar with Helpline at all, or Hunterdon Hispanos, you know that we put on Salsa Night, in addition to the Ask the Attorney Night, in addition to publishing La Voz, which is a community newspaper published four times a year in both English and Spanish. We also picked up Literacy Volunteers of Hunterdon County, which under Helpline is called Literacy Services. And we provide English instruction to adult learners. They could be native English speakers who need further help, may have slipped through the cracks in school, may need to get their GED, may need to learn to read or write. And believe me, we have folks like that in Hunterdon County. Or they may be adult learners whose first language is not English, and we provide ESL instruction. Also help with higher education, citizenship, job connections, etc. So, again, lots of different reasons why a person may not get the help that they need, and one of them has been due to funding. Not every nonprofit that is not funded is fortunate enough to be picked up by another nonprofit, and so, you know, we lose those services and programs, which are so important for so many people. We are, in fact, as part of Literacy Services, again, another collaboration. We're part of the Somerset Hunterdon Literacy Services Consortium. So we work with the ESC locally here, and it's really very important when our adult learners kind of graduate to the next level that we can then refer them to the programs at the ESC. Again, we have another commercial break coming up, so we will be back after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon and Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, the voice of business. And Hunterdon Helpline has been for 49 years your first call for help. If you need us, know someone who needs us, a family member, a neighbor, a colleague at work. We've all needed help at one time or another. We are available 24/7, 365 days of the year. We are your first call for help. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 or 782-HELP. That's what the 4357 stands for. We're there for you. And you can call for someone else and get some information before you refer them to the helpline. Either way, we are there, even for a listening call. If somebody is going through a challenge, maybe divorce, some sort of separation, and just needs to talk, our community resource specialists are there to help, but also to refer. We've been talking about the collaboration between nonprofits, how we all come together, connect the dots. You know, Helpline sits on a variety of different community committees, including the Senior Health Coalition of the Hunterdon Healthcare System. And we sit on the Human Services Advisory Council through Human Services of Hunterdon County, the Transportation Advisory Council, the Providers Council of Human Services and Social Services. So many different committees and organizations. Why? Because while I talk and boast about our database of all these organizations and their programs and services, we need to keep updated. We need to further that collaboration by talking in person to each other, knowing exactly what we are capable of doing and how we could share, how we can connect those dots I keep talking about. Very, very important. Another collaboration is with folks that call in who have mental health needs. And I'm happy to sit on the Stigma Free Committee, which is part of the Providers Advisory Council of the Hunterdon County Mental Health Board. Everything goes kind of on and on and on and touches something else. That committee has been reaching out to folks in the community, to organizations, and very specifically to businesses to be stigma-free, to accept mental health as just part of our normal human experience, that we sometimes suffer and have mental health issues that we have to address, that we are challenged with daily. You know, I mentioned the recession before, and I mentioned seniors. Many people losing their job, becoming unemployed, have always, you know, prior to that, been mentally healthy. But the feeling of being demeaned by unemployment and the stigma of unemployment has truly made more and more people experience depression. Seniors, can you imagine living long, great thing, but losing your family, your friends along the road? And depression is a common thing as well for seniors. And then, of course, people who are, you know, battling mental health illnesses from A to Z. How do we help them? Well, again, you know, we have a robust listing of mental health services. We work with so many different organizations, whether it's Easter Seals, Bridgeway, NAMI of Hunterdon, very close with NAMI of Hunterdon, the Behavioral Health Unit at Hunterdon Healthcare Systems. And most importantly, here's a good example of a little collaboration. Behavioral Health has a work program where they try to help people get back into the workforce, give resume support, job coaching, connections with different employers in the area, but they also know about our work connectivity program. So they have sent us clients who, through their own listings, were unable to get employment, and hoping that they can get employment through our work connectivity program, which matches Hunterdon County employers with Hunterdon County employees. So they don't have to look outside of our county for the workforce when we have a very good, skilled, robust workforce right here. Again, another collaboration between the two organizations. We're not just giving a phone number. We are saying, how do we work together to make this person whole again, to make this person have the armor, the skills, the resources to meet their challenges and move on to a better, sustainable place. If you go to givehunterdon.org, we are part of that collaboration, and that is about 14 local nonprofits. It includes NAMI, Safe in Hunterdon, Casa Shaw, Fisherman's Mark, Good News Home for Women, Meals on Wheels, Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program. And we all actually try to pool resources so that we can tell the folks in our community that, one, we exist, two, what our services and programs are and how to connect with them, and lastly, what we need to be sustainable ourselves. Do we need funding? Do we need donations? Do we need you to show up at our events and fundraisers? Absolutely. Do we need volunteers? Do we need more chairs for our offices so that we can have more interviews with clients and increase our capacity in that respect? All of that is at givehunterdon.org, and I hope that you do, in fact, go there, read up on all these different organizations. I can sit here and tell you, hey, we need your help. Donate to 100 and Helpline. But again, because we are so intricately connected to all of these organizations, we want you to help them too. So helping all of us in whatever way you can, whether volunteering, making a monetary donation, is so important. Looking at the whole, not just looking at one piece of it. And when you go to givehunterdon.org, you're able to read up on each of the organizations and see where your passion is. Which organization do you feel you can help? Because again, we understand you can't help 14 organizations. You can't donate to 14 organizations. It would be a better world if you could, but the reality of it is you cannot. So I do suggest you go to givehunterdon.org, read up, find where your passion is. If you can't donate, volunteer. The in-kind dollars that we get from volunteers, because they make it so we don't have to pay for staffing for many of our programs, such as literacy services, a telephone reassurance friendly visitor, is so, so important. So important. So please go to givehunterdon.org and read the paper, you know, Hunterdon Democrat. Read our stories. Read the Facebook stories about how we help people and see the reality of it instead of just hearing us repeat it over, oh, we help people all day long. Read the stories. You'll be amazed. They are truly inspiring. Absolutely inspiring. Read the stories about how the organizations connected. Read the stories about how the for-profit businesses enabled a particular program of a particular organization. You will be amazed and grateful that we have these resources in our area. Again, we're Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help, 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357, or visit us online at www.helplinehc.org. We are so glad you tuned in. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home, and we hope to talk to you again next Friday morning. Have a good week. Hopefully winter is waning sooner than later, and be well.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal government shutdown over. President Trump tweeting last hour, quote, just signed the bill. That bill, the two-year bipartisan deal that funds the government, also raising the federal debt ceiling until March of next year. The brief shutdown had begun when the government ran out of money at midnight Eastern, the Senate then voting to pass it, followed by House passage just before dawn in D.C.
On this vote, the yeas are 240, the nays are 186. The motion is adopted.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says it was no surprise that so many Democrats ended up voting yes in the end.
We knew that Minority Leader Pelosi was still trying to hold out for something that she was never going to get. But at the same time, she was part of the negotiation for this deal, and a lot of her members knew that it was the responsible thing to do to get this bill passed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Another major winter storm hitting the Midwest and affecting air travel nationwide. At Chicago's two main airports alone, over 600 flights have been canceled. Police in a Dallas suburb released the identity of the law enforcement officer shot and killed while responding to a domestic disturbance call on Wednesday night. Officer David Sherrard shot to death at an apartment complex, and Police Chief Jimmy Spivey says,
I can tell you that Officer Sherrard is a brave, tenured police officer who died in the service of his community.
The officer survived by a wife and two daughters. The suspected shooter, Brandon McCall, eventually surrendered. He's been charged with capital murder. The Winter Olympic Games getting underway in South Korea, where Team USA will be looking to pick up where it left off 4 years ago in Sochi, Russia. Americans led the medal count there with 28. Remember, we're online. Find us there anytime at USA.